Blog Talk Radio.
I need
about the name of Jesus. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? All right, come on.
Made it
I would have lost it all. Oh,
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never
would
have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say it with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Never could have made it without you.
The truth can hurt you. Or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing,
but it only works if
you wanna be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hand. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Inspiration Factory. You have your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner in praise, none other than Mr. Alonzo. What's going on, Alonzo?
What's up, brother? What's up? How you doing tonight?
No, oh, I'm hiding in the tent.
I hear that. Still searching for the messages.
Wait, look, I'm at a buddy's house, and we had a spur of the moment barbecue, and I'm hiding in the tent. Can you hear background music and noise or anything?
It's not so bad.
Okay, good. You sure?
It sounds like you're having a good time, but it's not loud. It's really not loud.
Okay, good. That I'm definitely doing. I removed one. I came off another one of them weeks with unbelievable hours. I never thought I'd be complaining about making money. But, man, look, sometimes money ain't everything. We need a little bit of me time to enjoy the money. What good is it to make money if you can't spend it? You can't enjoy it. But some guys.
Right.
But in the meantime, in between time, y'all are listening to The Inspiration Factory. It's an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. We also have another sponsor. There you go.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
What are you talking about?
Show.
Well, who invited her in? Okay. That was different. Was I the only one hearing that? You heard that, Elijah?
I heard that.
Okay. I just had to make sure I wasn't delusional. So, that tells me something. We need to hurry up and pray this show in. Because the stuff is starting already. We have something even mightier than the stuff. And that's our Lord. So if y'all would join me at the throne for a moment. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of mercy this evening, asking that you would reach us in our states of imperfection, Lord, and just use us, Father God, to spread your word throughout this platform this evening, Father God. Have your way on this platform, Lord. We relinquish our hold over this and cede it to you, Father God. Have your way. I ask that you would bless the callers that are calling in, those that want to call in and can't make it, Father God. Bless the families that represent those individuals, Lord. I ask a special blessing, Father God, on the Epiphany family. Bless us, Father God, through our weddings and our illnesses and our headaches and all that we go through, Father God, because you know that your scribes are under attack, Father. Empower us, Lord. Strengthen us, not so much to do without those things that come our way, Father, but that your strength would allow us to go through these things, Father God, and come out at the end with a testimony. Father God, we just look forward to what it is that you're going to bring for us this evening, and we thank you, Lord, and we praise your mighty name. And it's in the mighty and precious name of Jesus Christ that I pray. Amen.
I don't know. There's some different things going on in the studio, so I'm going to need your help.
Did it let me back on? I lost on my back. Get over here. Alonzo, can you hear me? Alonzo. Hello?
Because of who you are.
because of you, who you are. You know, just because he exists is reason to give him praise. We sometimes, maybe I should just say me, I sometimes don't realize and recognize him for the importance that he has in my life. Just because he exists, because he is the great I am, because he is El Shaddai, I'm able to breathe, I'm able to walk, I'm able to be victorious over so many aspects of life. He's a wonderful God. If you're listening in the chat rooms or whatever, 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in to listen to the show. If you want to share something with us, please press 1 so that we know you want to come live. I'm going to start off with a piece, and then I'm going to go back and play another song. The piece I chose for this evening is the results of just the world today, I think. It just weighs heavy in my heart. So this piece is called Loss of Innocence. So when you're ready for me, Alonzo. As I said, this piece is called The Loss of Innocence.
The mic is yours. The mic is yours, King. My apologies.
Thank you, King. School shootings. Murder. Suicide. Shootouts resembling the wild, wild west. Unprovoked violence, often ending in the loss of innocent lives. Hate crimes. Uncontrollable rage. Even death and lawlessness. Blood and gore in our children's video games. The depths to which we have sunk is a heartbreaking shame. And although there are many reasons, excuses for this, when it's actually realized and recognized, the truth is exposed, and sin is its name and the blame. Those endearing moments of tenderness and bonding and learning and nurturing have definitely changed. The oral tradition of passing our history on is no more. The security of life in each of our neighborhoods is threadbare, because the sad reality is that anymore, very few actually care. When the fullness of this really registers, how could this not make your very spirit soar? No longer are our elders respected, revered, and valued for the wealth of knowledge and the sharing of those oh-so-valuable life lessons. Our present-day morals and values frown upon these most important weapons, forged from seemingly innocuous verbal sessions. What is completely at the core of this decline and this disdain of what was our source of longevity and strength and honor throughout our history? What is it that has altered our perception of right and wrong? What diminished our pride of race and love of self, that now it's almost lost from sight. We have lost our light and now exist in our own self-imposed night. When we slipped from our royal and wise path of old, we entered into one of the saddest seasons ever told. And sadly, we've been there ever since. Ever since we have embraced the loss of innocence. And I pray God forgives us. That's that piece.
Wow, this
we have came through a lot. Just realizing today is today, like how big today is. We've been through a lot. That piece right there just had me thinking, where do you fit in? Where are you supposed to fit in? All the stuff that we were taught growing up. It's like, when do we use it? When does it all collectively come together and be put together? Yeah, man. What were you thinking of when you put that piece together?
I, if I'm not mistaken, I was coming through Wilmington, Delaware, which is where I used to live. And Wilmington, at that point, had gotten to be really, really off the chain. They had Philly topped, and it's like one-eighth the size of Philadelphia. But they had Philly topped with the murder rates. It was just the chaos and the decline in the news, and it just made me think that the innocence of life is gone. Our children are no longer innocent. You know, 5-year-olds that know what dead bodies look like, what murder victims look like. Elders, I sit there and see young folk cuss their mothers. Grandparents, man, y'all better sit your old behinds down and shut up and sit there and get told that to their face. And it's just so much that it just blew me away. Those values that I was raised with. Man, let me tell you something. When Mama and her group got together, we better be upstairs or out back or somewhere other than up underneath of them listening to those grown-up conversations. Today, the kids sit there, and they actually had a nerve to open their mouth, and that just really messes me up. Open their mouth and join in the conversation. You're a child. You ain't got no place in that conversation, and that would have caused your teeth to be knocked down your throat. But all of that's changed. Those things that kept us strong, that kept us in check as a race, are now looked down upon from the youth because a lot of them weren't taught. Because of the video game influences on them, because of so many different variables, you really can't pinpoint any one source. But life as we knew it, respect as we knew it, morals as we knew it are gone. And it just all came down on me, and it just made me realize those things that the Bible talked about. Now, I do believe in the Bible, and I believe in the prophecies. But this one, I just didn't see it in my lifetime, but I'm seeing so much in my lifetime that I got to recognize it for what it is. So that's kind of where that was coming from.
Where do you find yourself fitting in it? Like, I hear the passion when you're expressing and describing it. Where do you find yourself fitting in to trying to make a change?
Well, first and foremost, platforms like this, but also for myself, and I would challenge any other person that understands where I'm coming from to do the same. We have to be an example. We have to live what we speak. We have to live what we're telling them to do. You know, it's not like do as I say do, not as I do. That's out the window. And, you know, that really, it's interesting that you brought that point, that question up, Alonzo, because anybody that knows me knows that I will call Matthew 6:33 my go-to scripture for every and anything. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. But then I look at the bumps in the brick walls I run into head on, eyes wide open, just bang, run into it. Because I failed to do that. So it's almost like, y'all have to excuse that, I'm in the yard and that was a motorcycle going by. But it's almost as if I'm being hypocritical with this. I tell other people about seek God first. But then I find so many venues and areas that I don't do the same. So we have to step our game up. We have to be the words that we speak when we try to pass on these values to these younger generations, or to some of the older ones that just didn't get it the first time around. But it's important that we do our part to try to impart the word of God to another's life. And it doesn't have to be verbally. It can be done just by your actions. You open a door for a young lady and a little young kid sees that. Make some art. Oh, so that's how it's supposed to be done. And then before you know it, he may begin to open the door for a young lady to pass. Or when you get angry in front of a child and you really want to come out the side of your face to say some things that you really ought not to say, that child sees the restraint. And it may plant that seed that there is a time and place for everything. And sometimes we need to just shut our mouths and allowing our feelings or our emotions to cause us to act in a way that is not pleasing to God. We have a responsibility. We are our brother's keeper. We need to remember that. And trust and believe me, I am including myself first and foremost in that line. Never will you ever hear or see me act as if I think that I'm above anything, because I'm stuck down in this muck and mire just like the rest of us, trying to figure it out and hope that I got it right. Because at the end of the day, we don't know. We just go forward by faith. You know? But there's going to be a time when we're going to know whether we made the right choice or not. But as for me and my household, we choose to praise the Lord, God Almighty, Jesus the Christ, the Holy Trinity. But he gave us free will. But it is our responsibility, I think, to lead someone to an understanding of God. And then from that point, let them do their own research and find the path that they want to go. But we do need to plant those seeds.
I do agree. Lead by an example. It is our job to try to be as close as a disciple as possible. Nowhere in the book does it say we're going to get perfect.
Please don't think that, because you're going to be in for a big disappointment.
Very big disappointment. So, but I appreciate that piece right there. That was very eye opening for me, for the fact that I'm sitting here like, where do we fit in? Everyone's got issues, and I think that's the problem right there. Back in the days, we had this thing where it took a village to raise a child.
Yes.
And now it's every individual on their own in a real way, and it's the broken home. So you got your single mom, single dad situations, and it's not like how it used to be. Half the things that the generation today is growing up with wasn't seen generations ago. Even in my generation, there's a lot of things that I didn't see that's popping up today. I was with the internet, and I believe that we brought the internet to the game, but for what's going on, for it to ever be thought of as being used as a raising tool, I never fathomed that idea that something like this or technology would be raising me more than my family would. I never had the concept that would happen. So I do feel a little bad because, like, I'm in the middle. You know, the older generation has their hands on everything. Even when it comes down to taking notes, today's generation don't know nothing about the pencil and paper. It's not they don't know nothing, but they prefer
they prefer the phone real quick, push record. You know, so like our generation, my generation is like in the limbo of the middle, and it's like the shoes that I'm walking, I can see the world crumbling all around me, because it's like, where do you fit in? And then if you don't have something for yourself per se to offer of value to the world, I feel like we're going back to the bartering system. If you don't have something to barter, you're going to end up getting caught up in the wash. I feel like that's the new generation coming. We're going back to the bartering system. The money ain't going to mean nothing if you don't mean something, you know, because the money ain't going to be the same tomorrow. The dollar is coming down to nothing, as we know. We didn't grow up with Bitcoins and cryptos. Let alone we was happy to see a black president, you know? Just, that was an amazing thing growing up.
See that one
that I remember.
Yeah.
Just
that's
so many things. Just so many things have changed.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
We in trouble. This world is in trouble. Because we want the carnal life. We want what we want when we want it, and we want it right now. Not right now, but right now.
That's a piece of the carnal life. I don't even think we know what the carnal life is. It just sounds, and when we go through it at the moment, it feels good. But nobody knows what the carnal life is. Nobody even knows how long you're supposed to be here. The book told you we're supposed to get a good 80 years. But as far as anybody knowing from, I want to do that from day one to the last day, nobody knows what the flesh is about. That's just the crazy part. Nobody knows what's going to happen at any given moment. Yet there's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah. So, you know, I used to wonder about that statement. There's nothing new under the sun. But they got new high rises. They got new this. They got new that. But there ain't nothing new. As I grew older and became a little wiser, it started blending in. There really is nothing new under the sun.
That part. Even the history that's been washed away, literally. Cities that's been underwater. Folks are finding new species of fishes. They're not new fishes. We got there was fishes in the book that they had their own names. Ain't nothing new. We over here trying to come up.
They were smart enough to hide from us.
Yeah. Yeah. Let alone we didn't have that much playtime underwater back then, like we do today.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they do today, because I'm still not going up underneath that water for no extended period of time. And I think For Real would agree with me from the discussion we had last week.
I totally agree.
I still got that fetal position image in my head.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, I have curiosity for under the sea. I do have curiosity for under the sea. There's so much. We're so anxious to hear the news about outer space that nobody really takes the time and put the same excitement for underwater. I can't say nobody, but the same excitement.
And the crazy part
is so much history and life underwater. That's just crazy. That it is just crazy. You know, this is crazy. How they hide history and all this good stuff.
When you think that 70% of the Earth's surface is water, the majority of the human body is made up of water. You would think water is kind of important, so you might want to research that a little bit deeper.
Yeah, learn a thing or two about it.
Huh?
I agree. I definitely agree. You know, the human body is more of a plant-based.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of it ain't bad. You know my greed behind.
Okay.
But yeah, we some changes need to be made, but the Bible tells us that they're not going to be made. Individually, yes. But corporately, not so much. Not so much.
I do like the answer you gave. I love the answer you gave. But it takes by itself to make the difference in the scenario. Each one teach one, as a wise one would told me once before.
And a quick question, Alonzo. How many times have you had to eat your words from the past to an adult that you what they were trying to impart upon you? You tell them they was crazy, or you just don't understand. Things have changed from the old ways, the old days, your old fashion, and all that stuff. How many times have you had to eat words similar to that?
Oh man, if it was a fifth, we'd all be lit talking. Man, honestly, I lost the count. As I got older, though, I'm gonna be honest, I've gotten the hang of the number. The number is not climbing as fast, not accelerating as fast as it used to be as a child. Boy, as a child, that's another thing. I knew I was superhuman. Something was just different. Yeah. I was talking way faster than I could think. Them words used to come right back around and be like, hello. But
they would leave your mouth and turn around and bite you in the butt.
real quick. And it usually followed with a belt or, you know, some kind of scolding or two.
Or of course, diehards, the switch. Yo, and they make you go get your own switch. And you better not come up with no little Rudy Poot switch. Otherwise, it's going to be about your butt even worse.
Okay. Don't find the thinnest one, because she's going to make you go get six more, and then she's going to come braid it. Like, oh, he knows how to braid. I ain't even got hair.
Lord have mercy. No, you're talking about that braid. That braided whooping.
Real quick, the difference between a wet limb and a dry one. Real quick.
Well, first, I know y'all can't believe this, but I'm sinner saved by grace. I do a lot of this. I sin sometimes when I don't even think I'm sinning, but I do. There's no man greater than you. There's no man that has it, so to speak. You know, they got that. They understood it. They incorporated it. I missed that memo. But the young ones, other ones, need to hear about that. That's the love of God, the power found within God, the abilities that we have when we submit to God. But it probably won't happen any time soon, if ever. Because the Bible tells us that God gave us free will, and it even speaks on how we just throw it away. I'd like to meet some of them ancestors of mine that got me in the mess I'm in now. I think I'd slap them right upside the head.
That's not good. I know mine would be a comedy skit. It's more than a comedy skit. I think I got a good movie or sequels coming out of this.
Oh, wow. We all got them. But we ain't hiding nothing from he that sees all.
Man. Okay, that part's been real well.
It's hard to believe this deck out back here is empty. Don't mind me. I'll just sidetrack it for a moment. Elijah, do you think that there is, I don't want to say a cure, but do you think there's something that can be done to turn them around?
Them being individuals in a certain category?
in the category of the unsaved. Because those that are saved should know better.
Yes, yeah, so in that case, no. As long as they fall in the category, they will. They too shall be judged. The ones that are not in the category are the safe ones, for the simple fact that they had no idea they were just followers. You know what I mean? They had no gumption of what was going on during through the whole journey. Those ones might be the ones that are okay. They're still going to catch whoopings, but it's not going to be as horrendous as the ones that knew what they was doing.
Okay. It's not going to be like the ones that you and I got.
Yeah. He's still going to feel something. He's still going to learn a thing or two.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing at the end of the day is, you know what I mean, like, will it change? No, because then we wouldn't learn our lesson. You know what I mean? Like, I appreciate little simple things like when you have siblings, you know, the first sibling, second sibling, third and fourth. The first sibling always catches the most flack. The last sibling is always the baby of the bunch and gets the most love, you know, little things like that. The middle child is the one that everybody forgets about, but it pops up being one of the super dupers, you know?
You're absolutely right.
But
now if I hit the lottery, everybody going to show me love.
Okay.
But until then, I'm just Alonzo Lewis.
Yeah. No. I'm one of the firstborn. I got two families, so mine's a little tricky. Firstborn on my mom's side, secondborn on the second. Only on my dad, so it's a little tricky. I get two positions.
Mm-hmm.
Let alone. Yeah.
Well, it's actually a good thing that you did get it. Or at least you're aware of it.
Now
you have a better idea of what to look for when the enemy uses certain things to try to draw you off your square.
You know, but you ever been in a fight and your opponent draws out that long sword and you got these little two daggers looking like, how did I make it through the rest of the fights with these things?
But I know how I'm going to get out here. Because I'm going to throw one of them daggers right into the gut. He won't let me go.
Over here got faith like David. I'm going to catch you right in the eyeball.
What?
Dead off in your eyeball.
That one thing they used to do in certain schools where they had the trust of faith where you're supposed to cross your arms and close your eyes and just fall backwards and trust that the other person's going to catch you.
Yeah.
Even something as blasé as that helps to teach, helps to cultivate those morals of old. But they're gone. And the Bible spoke about all of this.
Oh, indeed.
So I can understand how there are still those that don't believe in Christ. Don't believe in the Bible, for that matter.
I feel like they need it. They're needed, too. They're needed for the simple fact, like I said, without them, we wouldn't believe as strong as we do.
True.
I honestly think, and not the words told us, the simple fact that there would be people just like that, and to look out for that. For the simple fact, somebody gave me a heads up to look for something like that, and what I want to believe in 2023 years later, which I don't, but for the simple fact that somebody had the idea to sit there and say, look out for these people. You got to be on some other level. Like, you really got to be on another level.
And you got to challenge
yourself. Be on another level.
Step outside of the comfort zone.
You really do. That's the only way to grow is outside of the comfort zone. We all know that.
Yeah.
Even in
another
the stagnant world, you got to be a master of all traits.
Absolutely. Now, Yes, Sammy, if they cook 40 hot dogs, if they say they have 40 people coming, you have to cook for 80. Because you got the fat ones, the skinny ones, the in-between ones. You got the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren. Nieces, it's standing room only here. I'm looking, and every last one of them is in the center. Saved by grace.
That's the energy that one needs in the background, that energy transfer.
Mm. Is that Copernic?
Is that Copernic?
That was the brother that took the knee, right?
I'm not going to hold this on for a lot longer. We need to hear some music.
Ministry it is. I definitely agree.
I'd like some good old music. Might just do it.
Sounds great to me. You wanna push the play, or you want me to push the play?
We flip a coin. What do you got? Heads or tails? Hold on, coin. Stay up there.
I got a double-headed side coin, so I'm gonna win anyway.
Oh, so you got both sides? Bam! Both sides to Lonzo. You won. You get to pick the job.
You like that one? You like that one?
I so did. That felt good.
Okay. And watch how we get into this scenario. But in the meantime, between time, for those that are listening, I appreciate you guys out there. We'll be right back. We're going to go pay some bills. Or we're going to grab a plate. One of the two. All the energy you hear in the background, we're going to try to transfer when we get back, though. So stay tuned.
Oh, this is Paulie. Let the church say amen. La da dee la 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 la.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio.
Oh, well, excuse me.
On the For Real Entertainment Network.
Oh, well, he sound like he come from England or something. I don't know. La, 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 dee da da, la, 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 la.
Epiphany Radio.
Baby, baby, this is Divine Inspiration, aka Paul Sampson, and I want you to take your socks off at Epiphany Radio.
Dear future me,
will I ever smile again?
Dear future me,
will I
struggle is real. If I can be honest, put this wall up. They won't hurt me again. Everybody got an opinion.
The show to end. Get the act church begin?
Oh, oh,
do you want a revolution?
Oh, oh,
you want to hear new songs?
New songs.
Oh, see, God is cleaning up house.
Oh, oh,
and first he's starting right at home.
Oh, oh,
now my miracle water.
Oh,
my calls for money and fame.
Oh,
see, everybody got a title.
Oh,
but do you know your name?
Oh,
if we humble ourselves, people
uh-oh,
fall on our face
uh-oh,
and ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. That extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I could take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's your peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that. And I choose you today, 'cause I need you today. I can't get away. See, there's no escape. See what you've done to me. I'm not the same old me. You took away everything. Now you're my everything. Of man, and sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future at the same time he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, 'cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears and provides enough to pay all my. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking
give
about.
Me
give
God.
Me that God, that's the
how
God I'm
want
talking
that
about.
God?
Give me that, give
let's
me that,
go.
Give me that. Ooh,
come on.
Give me that joy I can't explain. That extra peace that'll ease my pain.
Fill me up.
Oh,
I need to hear you say.
Give me that.
You say.
Give me that.
We say.
Give me
yes.
Your
I need to hear
away.
You.
Give me that joy I can't explain. I'm at a loss of words now. I'm so happy you make me happy now. Yeah, 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 yeah. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Did he say give him that love that will never change? Go ahead. You can play. I just had to... He said a love that will never change. Go ahead with that next song there, Alonzo.
Yeah.
I love that one. Never.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times. Throwing door and open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you. An hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in me. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. The agony of being doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me. Not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day, oh, oh Lord. Please make a way. Oh Lord, oh Lord.
I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have
made it. Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. do, but I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it. Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say it with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh, oh, oh. Hallelujah. Let's just take it back a little bit. One, two, three, say. You might as well go ahead and get your dance on.
Jesus,
be
up in.
I know you can,
yes, Lord.
I know you will,
yes, Lord.
Fight my battle,
yes, Lord.
I keep still,
yes, Lord. Lord, be a gentle around me,
heaven. Can you say one more time, be
open,
say,
be open, all around me,
I see you there, I see you. I know you can,
yes, Lord.
I know you will,
yes, Lord.
Fight my battles,
yes,
if I just keep still,
yes,
say,
Jesus,
say,
Jesus,
Cause I need protection.
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 Along the way, be the center.
Be
a center now. Be a center now. Come on. Be a center now. Hey, protection.
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 Along the way.
Protection.
Salvation.
Give me that. your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh, anybody tired?
Oh,
you want the show to end?
Oh,
get the actors off stage.
Oh,
and let church begin.
Oh,
do you want a revolution?
Oh,
you want to hear new songs?
New songs.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Oh,
and first he's starting right at home.
Oh,
now my miracle water.
Oh,
work close for money and fame.
Oh,
see, everybody got a title.
Oh,
but do you know your name?
Oh,
if we humble ourselves, people
oh,
fall on our face.
Oh,
and ask God everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. That extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I could take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's your peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that. Give me that. And I choose you today. Cause I need you today. I'm not the same old me. You took away everything. Now you're my everything.
I choose you today.
Come on.
Cause I need you today.
Yes, I do.
I can't get away.
I can't run from you.
See, there's no escape.
See what you've done to your boy.
What you've done to me.
I'm not the same old me.
I'm not the same old me.
You took everything.
You took away everything.
And now you're my everything.
Now you're my everything.
Oh.
Give me that God who breathes life into the nostrils of man. And sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future. At the same time, he knows where you are. Give me that God. Supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill.
Yeah.
And he's the God who wipes my tears and provides enough to pay all my bills. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking
give
about.
Me that
give
God.
Me that God, that's the God I'm talking
that
about.
God.
Give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that joy I can't explain. I'm at a loss of words now. I'm so happy you make me happy now. Yeah, 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 yeah. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Yeah, we back one more time. Welcome to the Epiphany Inspiration Factory. It's your boy, Mr. Alonzo, with the host, Divine Inspiration. And for the rundown of the week, just want to give you guys the update. Today is the Inspirational Factory. Brother Paul, is that you? It sounds like that's you in the background. Today is the Inspirational Factory with your hosts, Brother Paul and Mr. Alonzo. Then, after today, you have
another episode of Something from Epiphany, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday, 7 o'clock. Every other show is at 9 p.m. And we're going to leave you hanging. All you got to do is dial 319-527-6300 to see what it is. But I guarantee one thing for sure. There's something for you. Something that's going to wet your whistle, make you think. Sometimes make you want to get a little romantical. Sometimes make you want to get a little revolutionary. But we're going to touch all your emotions. Keep you vibrant. Keep you awake. Keep you alive. Right here at Epiphany. Every night of the week. And just in case we didn't say it before, we're going to say it again. Epiphany is also sponsored, the Inspiration Factory and all of our shows are sponsored by Rawlings Jewelry. Be Raw Jewelry. Why be average when you can be raw? And you know what? It's such a coinky dink. You know, it's such a coincidence there, Alonzo. We got the man.
I feel like the energy's in the air.
We got the of the hour that brought the chicken together, that makes all that jewelry, that does patient care in the hospital. He's got so many things going on, and that's none other than the CEO, Mr. For Real, the poet.
Brother Paul.
What's up, my brother?
What's up?
What it do? I'm hiding in the tent at a cookout.
I can tell. Hey, wherever you can get it, barbecue and Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
But I'm running around barefooted. I done took my socks off.
Nature boy.
Uh-oh.
Just call me country.
Yeah.
I came from South Philly.
Mhm. Yeah. Hey man, y'all playing some dope jams over there, man.
Oh, brother. The energy is in the air. I'm glad you called in though. I'm glad you called in. Yeah. On the real, for real.
Thank you. I'm not going to miss no Sunday program, man. I don't know where the rest of the city is at, but you know I'm here. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean, Paul?
No, they
yes, sir. But look, they made me tell a little fib when I said this was the last caller with his hands up, because we got two more of them popped up, so we're going to keep it rolling.
They better pop up. Yeah, they need to pop up. They need to pop in and pray to this holy name. Let's go.
If you're listening elsewhere, you got 5 minutes to call. 319-527-6300. Before you can call in and listen to what's going on. And with two more hands, we're all about to hear some stuff. So
time to pray to his name.
You might want to dial them digits and press 1.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know the mics is hot. The phone lines is hot. The mics is hot. This is the time.
This is
That's right. That's all I can say. The energy don't die; it just transfers. Yeah, I just wanted.
Oh,
that's all I can say.
Oh, hey, Lonzo, I hear you preaching, bro.
That's right.
That's not me.
That is from the Fajr. Fajr himself letting it be known. Don't think any of his child gets skipped out.
Okay.
Oh. Go
he's
ahead.
Going into that
pistol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's in a pistol.
I'm working on my way.
He's
in the meantime,
pistol.
Between time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
are you
hey,
curious?
Well,
like,
man,
I'm curious, Elijah.
I'm very curious. I know he came to bless us with words of wisdom. Uh-huh.
Blessings. Bring on the blessings.
Yeah.
Cookout Paul. I'm going to call him Cookout Paul. Tell your uncle to calm it down a little bit in the background, Paul. I hear your uncle back there.
Unless they make a place for everybody.
Well, we make place for everybody. You just got to come get it.
You know?
Or, look, you ain't got to.
Just
don't
just
keep
like
it a good time.
Just like we got
don't
that California that. Fish.
Hey, California
what do you mean?
Fish. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just saying. Hey.
I'm getting ready to relocate where it's going to be just a tad bit quieter.
Yeah. See you,
Elijah. Let's hear what the brother got to say. I'm going to mute my mic.
Yeah, you're going to have to mute yourself, Paul.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
you're going to have to mute that thing.
Oh, wait a minute. I know y'all got the king crabs over there, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm muted. I can't hear what you're saying. I can't comment on that, Alonzo.
Yeah, I already know. You got that blue crab, mm-hmm. king crab. Don't worry about the fish over here. I got you, though. Come get that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They said one fish and a loaf of bread.
So, look, that's all it took, right? That's all it took. The
that's
energy don't
took.
Die. Just transfer. That's all I'm getting at. Oh, man, I'm trying to tell you. We on again. We done caught another one.
Uh-oh.
Brother, for real. Can you go ahead and bless us?
Yeah, man, I'm going to bless you with something old school. The title of this piece is called Wandering, I think. Wondering.
Mike, sure.
Thank you, my brother. Looking back at a time like a child trying to walk, but stumbling. Unstable foundation, lost my grip, unable to stand. Time and again, refused that hand. God's wanting nothing to do with it. Lack of faith and mostly ignorance. My will, my choice, I needed help. My muted voice, I wouldn't ask for it. So I'm wondering. I'm looking back at a time like a child trying to walk, but stumbling. Wondering if he turned his back on me like I turned mine away from him. Wondering if he knew my shame, God. I'm wondering if thoughts of days hurting, having these inept feelings, suicidal wrist cuttings, unequipped, mentally self-medicating substances, bottle of pills unopened, so I opened it. I'm remembering it, and I'm wondering if, where would I be if he turned his back on me, God, after I swallowed it. That wasn't enough, so crack, I smoked it, but she wasn't giving up. He had something to get me higher. Once again, I felt that grip and was delivered from it, so I'm wondering if it were his hands that moved me out of the way when that gun went off and that bullet missed. Wondering if his hands deflected it. looking back at a time like a child trying to walk but stumbling, knowing full well, remembering, changing, growing, living, learning, loving, thanking God for that grip, for his hands, for his Son and the Holy Spirit, his anointing, for poetry, for each and every spiritual gift, for a moon in the sky at night, and for every sun that sets. With trials and tribulations, no regrets. I'm thanking you, God, but I know that you're not finished yet. I'm just reflecting. I'm wondering if, for real.
Anybody else waiting? He said, I wonder if, did anybody else catch that besides me? Do you turn your back like I turned mine? I wonder if, knowing he didn't, but still.
Wondering if.
This was the fifth we did? Man, okay. I say that real, to this, man. Yeah, that piece got me thinking. Yeah, dude. Yeah. What, if you don't mind me asking, you know, I'm always the one to ask who you wrote that to, but tonight I think I'm going to switch it up just a little bit, asking what were you going through when you put that piece together?
Basically, like I said, if I didn't have God in my life, it makes me wonder, okay? If I didn't get on my knees that particular day and accept him as my Lord and Savior, it makes me wonder, okay? On a daily basis, I wonder if, like I said, when God pushed me out of the way and that gun went off and the bullet missed, it makes me wonder if it wasn't by his hands, who would that bullet hit? Makes you wonder. And I know full well that it's all by the grace of God that I'm still here today. Okay? So there really isn't no wonder if. It was just self-thought, self, you know. It was self-evaluation. You know, I just look back. And I think about the times that he was there for me. You know? Uh-huh. And how many times he pulled me out of the fire, bro. You know, so there really is no wondering if. It's just self-reflection and looking back at those times where I knew he was there. But what if,
a measurement.
What if he wasn't? You know what
right.
I'm saying?
So
and
it's like basically a measurement.
You know what's even more scary for me these days? That peace is almost like a dying concept. I don't think there's many that even wonder those things anymore. To wonder if your actions are pleasing to God. To wonder if anything attributed to God anymore. Everybody thinks it's their own doing. It's a coincidence. It's good luck. It's bad luck. It's everything but the hand of God in your lives. Anymore, people don't wonder about those things.
Yeah.
Right. And that's true. Like a fading picture. But that picture will never fade
yeah.
from me. I live by that. It's portrait.
Yes.
Okay.
You know,
and
brother,
it's sad because
they don't have the experiences that you've had.
To acknowledge the hand of God.
Yeah.
He's being etched out of the picture. Schools,
right.
courthouses, and, you know, even everyday conversation. He's...
Okay. Brother Fred, you just had me have a flashback, and I don't know if the audience know whether you're a veteran or not, as far as like the analogy, or not even an analogy. It wasn't even. I apologize. The story that you use, God blocking the bullet. I asked or brought the part up as far as I didn't know whether you was a veteran, whether you went for the military or you just in life in general. When you're a soldier, you're a soldier. And
amen.
It's funny that you used that example. A lot of people don't have an understanding how this graceful God is. A lot of people don't get to experience the dodging of the bullet in more ways than one,
right,
speaking in the parable.
Right.
You always bring things that make you think deep, and I appreciate that about you. I don't know if the audience know that you're a veteran, but you've been like you give knowledge, you drop knowledge, you've been through. You are what I call a soldier, and not just the military soldier. I spell it SOULJAH, soldier. You are a child of God. You have been through the unit of
life.
Yes,
sir.
And
yes, sir.
Like, you have that scar over your eye. That's how I see. You know what I mean? Like, every time you throw a piece down, that's why I try to get you to understand how I feel about them and about you.
Amen. Thank you.
You know what I mean? I feel, too, as a disciple, is looking for the family throughout this world. The times that we're lost. Earlier, we was discussing how times has changed drastically. How things today is not how it used to be back then. The things that the people grow up with today is nothing compared to what we grew up with. A lot of things has been lost along the translation. And I just thank God every day that I'm still able to communicate with that old ancestry energy, and able to communicate with people like you. Again, you're way over there on the East Coast, 3 hours ahead. That means major to me just for the simple fact that, one, we've never seen each other day in, day out. We've never seen each other. But for us to be able to relate to each other, God is good. And it's just not just us on the phone. There's other people tuning in and listening in. And for everybody to be on the same median, that baffles me. That amazes me. That's what I focus on and tune into. So, again, I just want to thank you for coming in and tuning in and putting them words down like that, because I couldn't keep up in the poetry like you guys. As much as I want to, I could write. I ain't going to say I can't write, but I don't have enough practice. I was in the doctor's game, and I got out and cross-trained into another world. But to get back into it, I have to get back into it. But to what you guys are doing and laying for the platform, amazing. You know what I mean? Like, geez.
Hey, well,
geez,
thank you.
That sounds like an excuse to me.
What you think, Phil? That sounds like an excuse to me. He just said he could.
Hey.
So does that mean you won't?
No, it's not that I won't. No. You just a little late today. That's all I'm saying. A little late today. You should do that at the beginning of the show. But
yeah. Hey, well, look. There's those that do and there's those that don't. Those that don't participate in which way they can. You know, you have lovers of poetry that don't spit poetry. You know, you have writers of poetry that don't spit poetry. You know. But basically, it's just writing down your hurt, your pain, your joy, your sorrows, no matter what it is, whatever it is. It's just writing it down. You know, poems don't have to rhyme all the time. It's just a form of expression, and how you feel like expressing it is up to the individual. So, you know, but there's no pressure supposed to be involved in that. You know, it's just freestyle writing how you feel down. Freestyle writing how you feel down, bro. You know, right? You know what I'm saying?
And
on this
And on this program, man, you know, if you feel some way about being saved by being delivered, you know, you should have your hand up, you know. If you've been going through something through the week, you've been going through something a few minutes ago, you should have your hands up. You should be over and be over here praising his name, you know, giving some accolades to the Most High, man. I'm here.
Amen. Amen. I agree with that. I agree with that. I hear
you. You know?
Man.
I'm about to say something.
I thank you again. That's all I can say is I thank you.
Yeah, yeah, get me off there. Yeah, get me out of here before I start preaching.
We're going to have a stage full in a minute.
Yeah, it should be a stage full. It should be a stage full with all that's going on and all that's going around.
Yeah.
Some people don't know Jesus until they in pain, you know what I'm saying, until they reach their front door. With all that's going around, it shouldn't be an empty mic on this program tonight. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because people should have a thing to say. Everybody should have something to say. Everybody should have something to say one way or another.
In a real way. Yeah.
Till the pain reached their front door.
In a real way. So, don't wait for them. That's the whole thing we're getting at. Don't wait for the last minute. Do not wait for the last minute.
Right.
Though you heard the story of the thief hanging on the cross, do not be the thief on the cross. That was a subliminal message. The thief didn't have to be a thief, but the reason why he got recorded is because he's led. It was one to be let known that we all have stolen from Christ one way or another.
Amen.
And two, like I said, not to take it to the last minute when you're hanging and begging and crying. Don't take it to the last minute and ask him to see you.
Come on. That's what I'm saying.
Don't do that. Don't do that. That's what tonight's about, that medium, that energy. Connect with it. Connect with it. You might be in the living room right now hollering, hallelujah. Please let it happen. That's just, but still, connect with it. I'm not even going to say I am a priest, pastor. No, but the energy is real. The truth is real. My mama always say the truth never had to be defended. So when it steps in the room and you see everybody else dispersed, looking like roaches, you know something's up.
Right. Right.
Pay attention. And tonight, the truth is in the room. The truth is in the building.
Right. Right.
Because he is in the building.
Amen. I like that. I like that, Lonzo. I like that.
Thank you. That's my poetry freestyle.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. Shut up.
Now, what are we going to do about the rest? What are we going to do with the rest of the hands in the audience? They're screaming, ready to be heard. What you want to do about that, Paul?
Hey.
I feel like they need to be heard. I feel like everybody needs to be heard.
Let them be heard. Let them be heard. Let them hit that mic and hear what they got on their minds, my brother. Let them show some praise
Let's
up here.
Go.
Let them get some thanks up in this John. Y'all got
Let's
me hyped.
Go.
I got
There's a purpose, and we need to listen to what it is that God has to say through.
He already knew what
God
has
to say.
Let's go.
We write things sometimes. Yes. Because we felt like writing it or something. God caused you to write that piece because there was somebody, unbeknownst to you, that piece is going to touch. So don't stop God's work by not wanting to share what it is that he put on your heart to share.
That's right.
We're going to open these
lines
up, and we're going to hear what?
Well, y'all going to open those lines up, man. And let me fall back, man. Let me just say this. One love, one mic, y'all. Shana Nabosa.
One
love. Stay blessed.
One love, one mic. One love, one mic. I'm in the cut. Like Peter's going to ride along with you. God bless.
All right. God bless.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that was none other than Barry Maddox, CEO of the Brainstorm.
Coming through to hold it down and put it down with the words of wisdom.
Could you open that next mic and let what Eric Odette is know that they're coming on? Rat bat now. It looks like a two something, but I can't see. That looks like area code 210. Is that what that says? Code. Welcome to the Inspiration Factor. Who do we have on the
This is Kimbrella Renee. How are y'all doing?
Kim, oh my goodness. Y'all in for it now. Hey, Kimbrella, what's up, baby?
I'm good. How y'all doing, family? Peace, Alonzo. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm, you know, coming in to get some of this energy, some of this love, some of this inspiration. You know, definitely a place that we need to be. Definitely had a week that reminds me of why I need to be knee deep in my armor. So I'm here.
Yes, please. Come join us. Enjoy the energy. Spread some of that love.
Absolutely.
You know, I know they do it big in the text.
What did you say?
But I know they do it big like they text.
Listen, I'm just saying, you know, I heard my brother, our beloved CEO of Epiphany, and, you know, I heard everything he was saying. And everything he was saying was spot on. I don't think any of us can afford to do without and be without the armor. However you get it, whether it be poetry, whether it be conversation with a friend, because they say with it two or more in his name, come on now. So however you get armored up, you got to get armored up. And so, you know, this is our Starship show right here. Where we come and we get the word, where we come and we get that love and we remind each other of the goodness of God and how grateful and merciful he is. And just like my brother was saying earlier, I don't want to imagine what my life would be without.
Yeah. Heard that. Yes, ma'am.
Ephesians 6 talks about putting on that body armor.
Hello.
And like you were saying, Kimbrella, that body armor can be put on by conversations with another brother or sister.
That's
by
right.
Witnessing the act of God through the hands of someone else. It doesn't have to be something that you physically put on like your shoes and socks. Something
that's
you can
right.
put on in your spirit. In your spirit. This is bigger than the flesh.
You way
know,
bigger.
Way
flesh
bigger
is weak and it's temporal. But the word
that's
of God
right.
is forever. That's what you need to dress yourself in.
Yeah, you know, it's something because, you know, I feel like, you know, we all can be so busy in everybody else's business, but not about our Father's business.
Mm.
We got to be careful about that. We got to be careful about that because there's a lot of things that are set up to distract. There's a lot of things to talk about and you know, and be under and sit under, and you can't even be concerned about what you look like in the eye of other people. You got to be concerned on how close you look like your Father. I ain't worrying about looking like the world no more and being to the world's satisfaction. I'm concerned about how much I look like my Father on a daily basis.
Oh,
shot on
our both sides.
If I'm not looking
Amen.
Like my Father,
Preach.
Then we know who I'm looking like out here. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not looking like my Father,
Amen.
Then we know who I look like out here. So we got to be more concerned about that. And that's why I'm
Amen.
At. That's why I'm talking.
Then you're
and that's why I'm here.
Showing your bloodline.
Amen.
That's right.
To spread the gospel.
And you know what?
I've heard what the Lord does with you and your pen. So I'm going to shut my mouth and let you do what the Lord has blessed you to be able to do.
All right. Here we go. In a city of somewhere, the sun is setting. Life looks so dim. There's a tightrope balance, beaming exhaustion off the walls where finances are slim, employment is thin, yet bills are obese. And a breakthrough is not limber enough to reach the doubt that creeps, lies dormant within sleepy eyes or cheeks stained with weariness. Somewhere there's a relationship, a union, and it's soiled in confusion, losing sight of why they're still here, yet nobody's moving, living a fear of being alone yet miserable in each other's company. Somewhere people are together, but not in love, and people are in love. Somewhere, somebody's attention grieving, believing more on those social media likes and critiques than themselves, quantities of excessive selfies, mentally unhealthy, searching for those angles where the camera will rearrange them to keep that inferior interior from outposing the exterior. Or hoping to disguise that cry in their eyes with lies that cover up and stick to lips, puckering up for someone to kiss their pain away. On three, pose for the camera, click. Somewhere, someone wants to pull the covers over their head and call in sick from life. A river of worries is running deep in a shallow space of options, and they can't seem to tread these troubled waters. They're drowning in the pain of not being able to feed their son or daughter, and suicidal thoughts border their means to an end. Somewhere, somebody's only friend is sin, because the closed doors outnumber those that are even slightly ajar. Facts are bending and negativity is blending like radioactive liquid with the slightest pressure as light as a feather threatens to be the detonator. Somewhere, silence is invading space, followed by memories of a face and traces of a presence gone too soon, seeming way too painful to go on, yet somehow life must still resume. Somewhere, addiction has supreme diction. Reckless decisions for oral and needle fixings got them smoking and sticking, feeling and tricking. Life is slipping off the axis of its purpose, and a child is watching and hurting somewhere. Someone's regretting the things that they did and the words they said, and someone's battling depression, aiding and abetting the fugitive of their own being, themselves. Somewhere, sight is barren, deserted, being compromised by the now, where the beyond is a blind spot and the hands of the clock are far from sympathetic. Somewhere, the mirror is rejecting body images and smiles. Insecurities are forming piles that are raised by self-hate, and esteem escapes self into the impairment of validation from someone else. Somebody's coming up short on receiving from their tall orders of what they've been given. Somewhere, somebody's just existing and not living. His head, her head, their head are descending and tired of pretending they're okay when they are just one step away from a spiritual collapse. The gas for fresh air is so thin you can see chest caving in from inhaling so deep that they can barely speak in complete sentences. Life seems so asthmatic and the pump of vital flow is threatened by attacks, heartache, heartbreak, and failure. Somewhere, hands have turned pockets, wallets and situations inside out. There, crying out in despair, patience folding like lawn chairs upon weeded grass. Somewhere, the gas is running out, and the station seems too far apart to make it, so they park on the side of life's road. Lost, void of direction, hazard light flashes, asking themselves, why me? With arms and mind stretched out, yearning to receive. See, somewhere, somebody is surrounded by all of these things, and they can't see a way out. But somewhere, there's a mustard seed waiting for someone, somewhere to pick it up, put it into manifestation, to occupy their vacant spirits and minds with divine navigation instead of painting these cracked foundations while vapors of hell see through these man-made religions of separation and division, because faith is what's missing. Faith is what's missing. So many of us are living in confusion, cracking and bruising ribs, leaving our hearts exposed to the echoes that wish to banish you into the thin of air. But I declare the resilient sound of your breathing vitality to be enough reason to answer your wake-up call, enough reason not to run, enough reason to claim the spirit of a victor and not the victim, enough to greet the eyes of those who await the promise of your faith in the rising sun while you push through. Because somewhere, at any given time, each scenario and any of these lines could be you. So tell me with your next morning and peace.
Wow. There's a reason why the title Hurricane is attached to you, Kimbrella. You are a force to be reckoned with. I think the devil tucks his tail and runs a little bit every time you spit a piece, because the power with which, the conviction with which you spit your pieces, there's no doubt that it is ordained by the Father. And he got no choice but to run.
Man, amen.
I appreciate
amen.
That.
I'm going to just tell you what you're saying, brother. You have no idea how on time it is. Because if I could tell you how the enemy has tried to show up and rail me, has tried to show up and quiet my tongue, has tried to show up and stumble my words, has tried to show up and use people that I'm close to infiltrate me. He has tried. But I have to laugh in his face, because you want to know something? A couple of years back, I didn't recognize it. I didn't see it for what it was. I was immature in spirit. So I would act out. I would lash out. I would return the negative energy. But today, I stand on my square with the Most High, and he's given me his vision to see exactly what it is. So I laugh in his face because I don't have no fear, because I know who I walk with. I know who I walk with. So you could try it. All it lets me know is what's on the other side of it. You wouldn't be trying me if you didn't know the power I have.
That's right. That's right. Amen. Amen. That's faith in practice. When you have no fear, the experiences that you overcome, you recognize it as being nothing but the Father bringing you through. And if you know that he's bringing you through this, you have nothing to fear going forward.
That's right.
So
that's right.
I appreciate you bringing that example, Kimbrella, because so many of us, we talk about faith so much, but a lot of us don't really understand or just don't grasp the totality of faith. That's when you know that you know that you know that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt. You can keep going because he's shown you that he's with you. He's shown you that he's protecting you. He's shown you that he is leading you as long as you follow. So you have nothing to be afraid of, because the one that created everything that exists is holding your hand.
That's right.
It's like as a child, when you walk down the street with your daddy, holding your daddy's hand, you weren't afraid of them bigger kids out in the street, because your daddy's with you. You walked
That's right.
with your chest out.
Amen.
You were afraid.
Shut up, both sides.
The same
Amen.
Thing when you're walking with him, hand in hand with your father, you have nothing to fear. Thank you, brother, for bringing
Ooh.
Yes.
Come on now.
Come on now.
Come on.
Have your way, Bob. Yes. There's nothing on this earth. What is the scripture? Greater is he that is within me, that's
than
walking
he that
with
is
me,
in the world,
than God,
in the world.
Than he that's within the world.
That's
yeah.
right. Come on.
We got to be scared.
Mm-hmm.
We got to stop being punk Christians.
Say that. Say it.
Listen,
say
we're made to be punks. We were made to be warriors. We were made to be victors. We were made to be those that set the rules. Because
that's
we
right.
Walk
Amen.
Power. Could nothing stop
Amen.
Us.
But Amen.
Now
made
Christianity
has
been watered down. That's right. But now we're allowing it to be watered down and politically correct.
Mm.
What happens at a fire and brimstone preaching and them revivals of old, where they kept it 100? They didn't just paint that flowery picture of, oh, yes, you accept the Lord and everything is hunky-dory. No, it's not, because when you accept him, you've stepped away from the enemy. Now he's got to reach out to get you. Before, he didn't have to do nothing. You was giving yourself to him willingly, but now you're walking away.
Come on now.
He's
going to
come at you.
He's
going to come at you.
Come on.
Be prepared. That's when you need that armor.
I'm telling
you.
Because you
know he's got you. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Shining up.
But you got to recognize you got some trials and tribulations to go through, but you go through them knowing that you're going to go through them.
That's right. Go through is a key word. Go through. Amen.
Yes. Come out on the other side even stronger.
Not smelling like smoke.
Even stronger.
On the other side, through the fire, without smelling like smoke. Amen.
Okay. If he did it for Daniel, he'll do it for you. Because there is just no respect of persons. He loves all his children equally. As earthly parents, you know, we tell our kids we love them all, and we do love them all. We love them differently, but we love them equally. But God
right.
is even that is above true. That. He's even above that.
That is true.
He loves each one of us as he loves himself.
Hello. He said, I'm your brother, your friend, your father. I am all in one. Ain't no other man will step in my place. They will try, but will not succeed.
Amen.
That's right.
And I yet to see another to make my heart beat the way he. I've yet to find another.
Amen.
So we speak the truth. It's because we're the children of the Lord. But
yes.
Nobody else stepping in the leader position.
Yes, sir.
And the thing that's so great about the God that we serve is he is so merciful. He doesn't force you. He still gives you free will, okay? That's where you got to understand whose spirit is speaking to you. When it's a force, God is not a forceful God. He don't even operate like that. He wants you to come to him with your own free will, your own free accord. He don't want you to come to him stomping and kicking, mad and upset and angry. He wants you to come to you because you understand how much he loves you. Even when you leave yourself,
right.
he doesn't leave you. Even when you leave yourself, this time where I've strayed away from myself and God still covered me. And that's what we got to understand. We're so easy and so free to talk about all of this stuff that's in the world. And I understand that we're in the world, but we're not of the world. And we often forget
Amen.
That.
Amen. That's what we call Hollywood. That's the TV version.
Mercy. Woo!
He is real. He has been real. There is nobody, again, from day one that constructed a plan of life for each and every individual that was going to walk through this, what we call portal earth. Nobody thought of a plan like he thought of the plan. And
that's right.
Just like you said, he's not forcing us. He is knowingly waiting for us. Because he saw the bigger picture. He created the bigger picture. He's waiting for us to see the bigger picture. When you see the bigger picture, you realize that it's not even about you. That is just crazy. How can you be
that
mad
part.
At, how can you be even mad, let alone fathom, how can you even get The lack of knowledge is why we perish. But when you get that knowledge, how can you even fathom being mad that somebody cares about you that much? Knowing through your whole life, that's the type of love you've been looking for.
Absolutely. Because, you know, us as human beings, we don't know that kind of unconditional love. We don't know, we don't understand it. It's beyond our understanding. But the more you feed yourself his word, the more you walk with him, he will show you. He will continue to keep showing you as you get more mature and more mature. And our job is to make sure that when we do get that message, that we don't keep it with us. We don't just hold that message hostage. We got to go out amongst every walk of life and speak of the greatness of our Father. We got to be images of what his heart looks like. And sometimes that requires you to strip down all these labels that we have that separate us. You got to be able to talk to somebody who's never picked up a Bible and be able to break that thing down. You know, that's great that we can talk to people in the church, but there's some people outside of the church that's really hurting that we really got to be out here and speak to. And I feel like us as poets, us as writers, us as just human beings, that's what he's designed us to do. It doesn't all take place in the church. We got to be able to go out there outside of the church as well and talk to people. And I feel like poets, that's part of our responsibility.
I totally agree with you. Now, as far as the church, I agree. I believe the definition of church. Right now, we're having church. I think
Amen.
The word you meant to use was synagogue, tabernacle, things with the roof
yeah.
over it. We're not meant to gather in one section. We're meant to have church, like we're having church right now. We're meant
Amen.
To fellowship amongst our brothers and sisters. We're meant to have stewardship outside of the tabernacle and the synagogue and things of that nature. The thing is, today's people will teach you tradition, which is every Sunday, which you don't see the word Sunday pop up in the Bible. It's all about numbers. But you don't see days pop. There's no certain day. It's the training. It's the mindset. It's the mindset. It's innately in our blood to know to give up some time for those, for the one that created us. But because of the
Absolutely.
Training that we're going through, wake up 9 to 5, go pay our bills. That's what's leading us to forget about where we came from. And I totally agree. We got to go back to originality because we're totally off. The world is not getting better. Ain't nobody looking out for us the way we're supposed to be looked out for. We can't even in our flesh, we can't even get together. So the thing just, it just, for somebody like me, it gets me like highly upset because like right now we're having church, but when church is done, you go back into the world as a disciple, and then you got to listen and fight to the devil. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
the people that serve, and it's just it's crazy. It's like a never ending battle. It's a mental.
It's
never ending.
It's a daily process. Amen. It's a daily process,
yeah.
and that's why when you turn your life over to God, that's why you're tested, because this ain't a one-and-done situation. This is every day. It is a daily process to bring your mind, bring the strongholds down, bring your mind under the will of God. It's a daily process, and it's not easy, but that's
yeah.
why you have to really go to God about the people that you're aligned with. So that when you feel like you don't have the strength, the people that are aligned around you can pour into you. Because all of us have the word of God in us. It just has to be activated. We don't spend enough
right.
time activating the word within
Meditating.
Us. Amen.
Meditating. I agree. I totally agree.
That's why I appreciate this platform so much, Paul and Alonzo. I thank you, Paul. I thank you for carrying it for so long. Because it's needed. You know, of all the shows that we have, all of our shows are needed, but this one right here is the heartbeat of who Epiphany is collectively.
Yes, I appreciate you calling in too, and thank you for that piece and everything like that, because iron is sharpened iron. We're having Proverbs right now. This is church to me, so I appreciate you calling in. and we all having this conversation. Like I said, there's a median that's going around, and everybody that's got their hands up, the iron is hot right now. Strike while it's happening, because this is what we need. This is how we're going to grow together. Just knowing that you guys are over there feeling the same way, and it's bigger than the feeling, but knowing that the knowledge is there, that the feeling is there, and that we know something is coming, that we want better for ourselves and those that understand what we're saying. You know, I don't mind talking in that language. I don't mind talking tongues, because I know there's somebody that does understand. You know, I just don't want to talk for 2 hours, because I feel like then it becomes a show, and it is deeper than the show. But like I said, right now it's church. Right now it's church. I know when I get done talking with you guys, I'm growing. I know when I open my eye again, God willing, I'm expecting better. I'm expecting success of tomorrow. I'm expecting it's a day-to-day situation.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate and love y'all dearly and divinely. One love and one mic, and I needed this as much as you all put the power and the faith to bring this platform on. I definitely needed it today. So one love and one mic, and love to you all. I really appreciate you.
One love and one mic. Appreciate you too.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
I'm waiting.
birthday.
That called in tonight, listened in, put in their thoughts, their poetry, their pieces. Tonight was just an extravagant night. And let's keep this thing going. So from Area 501, who do we have on the mic tonight? Area code 501.
You actually have a 2-for-1. Yeah, it's actually 2-for-1. It's Jim Storm. And just Jay.
2-for-1?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
2-for-1.
2-for-1. Oh, wow. Miss Storm, I'm so sorry. Over here it say 501, 563.
No, 2-for-1 as in you get 2 for the price of 1.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
So we are all together the same line. So you're going to get 2 this time.
Brand. No, you done got me. You done got me. Okay, I got a 2-for. You didn't say, okay. You done got me.
Yeah, he was my poetry Uber. I called in too late, and he was already in queue. Told him to pick me up, and he did.
Yeah, look, smart move. I ain't even mad at you. Bring it in. Let's see. Let's bring it in. Everybody, let's bring it in. I am so apologetic right now because
the studio caught me off guard, and that's just the devil trying to catch me in confusion, the book of confusion. But we're going to get back on track, and I can't thank you for calling tonight. What are you bringing for us tonight?
I got a piece I'm pretty sure I've not shared, but it's near and dear to my heart. And it's just kind of an open love letter, because I love love as much as I love God, and I know that he knows what's best for me. And that's my piece is reflective of that.
Yes, please. I'm ready. You're the queen. I mean, the queen is in the building, and the mic is yours, queen.
Thank you so much. All right. I titled this, I Don't Mind. I don't mind if you want to hold this shaky hand of mine that trembles, because a lot of times it's cold, but my heart is warm. However, I'm protective of it, and I will keep yours from harm. I don't mind if you kiss my cheek softly, tenderly, making my knees weak, and my lips are jealous. They want to feel that too. We're moving slowly. This is as far as we're going. Friendships take time for growing. This will mean more. We get to know each other deeply, spiritually, clearly. We need to have a complete line of communication that's always opened at each other's heart in the same place. This means more to me than rubbing and humping the naked parts of courtship needn't be rushed into. The weight makes it hotter, I promise you. Don't mind if we cuddle or watching a movie, or if at dinner you want to feed me, I want you to need me. Breathe me. To be apart, for us to hurt physically, and our time together be cherished and mandatory. I don't mind if one day you think that your last name paired with my first and middle would look good together. I'm no girl, but that would still make me giggle. I don't mind giving love another chance, because I previously loved my first and second ex-husband that y'all know I dubbed first and second biblical. And even though Solomon and Moses loved me and I loved them back, our marriages did not work. And I believe there's one fact. If I need to be evenly yoked, so my Father in heaven, God will send the husband that I am destined. I understand that it will take time. I'm sitting still, listening to his voice and not mine, waiting for the love that he's going to give me. And I know this time he'll be the right man. In peace.
Yes, ma'am. Normally I'm the guy that asks who you wrote that to. But I'm not tonight. I've been switching.
My future husband, I don't have him yet. I know he's coming, but so I'm getting ready for him. That's my preparation.
That's what I like. That's what I love. You know, in the beginning, before you started the whole poem, you said love. This is about love. This is love outside of Jesus. And it got me to thinking of, like, my definitions. Basically, I go by the same, like, I was taught love is Jesus, Jesus is love. But then there's also that in love. And in love, I consider that an addiction. And the reason why I consider that an addiction is because just like any other I'm going to leave that slot blank, whatever. But just like anything that you place there that you love, you go back to it over and over and over and over again. Whether it be a person, a dog, whatever it is. I like this piece a lot because it was in tune to your emotions, the things that we're not good at. Speaking as a man, I'm definitely not good with my emotions. But listening to that piece, it's always good to hear what it sounds like when somebody is in love. That way I know what to work towards, what to expect, you know, compared to the Jesus love, which is to act right, to do right by your neighbors, your brothers and sisters. It's a different type of love. Like I said, I was going to ask you who you wrote that to, but I've been switching it up lately, and then I've been asking, what were you going through when you wrote that piece?
Sometimes I get lonely, and I think about how nice it would be to have a husband and what I would have to bring to him to make him understand completely that my love for him was genuine.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you putting that out there for us and bringing that piece to the table. Did you have a twofer? Was there another piece to it, or somebody else?
No, it's not another piece from me. It's a piece from Just Jay, however, because he brought me along.
Oh, okay.
So Mike is his.
Yeah, that works. That definitely works. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Just Jay.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
I'm good, boss. How you doing tonight?
Man, just making it, man. You know how it is. That's the new great right there.
Okay, especially, you know, being who we are, building towards our system. I was going to get into a deep conversation
sir.
Already, but yeah, you already know I'm going with
it.
Going towards the
system. Yeah. You good, brother? You sound like that battery is all praised out.
Yeah, all the way. That's all the way. If had it not been for his footprints, I wouldn't know which way to go. So, in any kind of love, I appreciate what's going on tonight, the media and everything.
Yeah, man. Well, I got a piece for you, bro.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. You know, the mic is yours. Ken, go ahead. You're more than welcome. Let's go ahead and get it.
I appreciate you, brother. It's a piece I've been working on here. And it went away the minute I tried to go ahead and put my hands on it. Man. All right, here we go.
All right. Go ahead.
The cool, tempestuous winds have swept their last sweeps. Only remembered in rumors, memories of cooler times forgotten as the arid wind gales. The campfire has been lit, and the aroma is sweet as the steam rolls down our asphalted streets. Ladies and gentlemen, I present Exhibit A, the heat. The heat that allows the elites to eat wine and sit and dine as they wax and wane and wine of their own imports. Apparently two glasses too many. As they gloat over taming the officials in court, so on and so forth, bribes are a poison delivered into the arms of the people. It's the toxins in the little fatty bits of highly prized tissue, because in the fat is where the lie lies, so tender and exquisite, buried in the jelly, until utensil unsheathes and cleaves, revealing the supple opaqueness of this flesh, and its consumption has ghoulish effects. You have maimed and murdered life, and now your dreams are within your grasp. Be the lion. Choose from the weak and the elderly, and do what comes naturally, and fill your coffers to capacity. Callous your eyes to the ghoulish spread, because these are not people. These are but numbers and algorithms that you will never meet. It's no crime as long as you do it with a punchline. And don't let your disgust ever show. No. If your stomach retches and convulses, you hide it. You suppress it because your diet should be hard to swallow. Bones in a pot rub smooth on their edges. Gory, disembodied faces staring through you. small hand stirred into the casserole of enlightenment. You burn the land to boil the seas to scorch the earth in pot to produce this stew. But the stew is bad. And I sit here at this table staring deep into this hearty bowl of why feed me your crimes. A backbone, a spine, my spoon finds. It all offends. But this is the recipe of men who think that they are the one true God. Poem.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It sounds like you had a experience. It don't sound
yeah,
like
man. You know, just looking
shit.
At these different. Say that again, brother.
I said it don't sound like you're a walking human. It sounds like you've been to, you've seen the other side, and you're back. Not, and I'm not talking about death. But it just sounds like you're deeper than life. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, man. It's no, it's been a unique travel. You know, being away from God and trying to make your way back to God and all the different distractions that come up along the way. You know, the same distractions that were going on thousands of years ago, whether it was Adam and Eve and their children and down to us, you know, the descendants of those children, the same ploys that Satan has been doing back then are still working now. Unfortunately, a lot of those ploys, they worked up in heaven as well, too, among the other angels. You know, one-third had to leave because of the ploys that Satan had. We can never underestimate Satan or downplay Satan as somebody who we can just run out of a room with a couple of words or something like that. It takes us grabbing hold to God's hand in earnest in all things in order to go ahead and keep Satan at bay, and we still can become a victim of chance circumstances.
Brother, it was amazing that you said that. Ironically, yeah. You know what? Satan was a singer, wasn't he?
I don't know about that, but I know he's supposed to be watching over Adam and Eve and them at the garden, but he didn't do that properly.
Yes, that too. Yes. You know, there's so many connections. Oh, so from my history and what I've been told, he was a singer, one of the prettiest, you know, all the Hollywood stuff. For the fact that he was trying to be God. I think that's why it hit so hard for me being out here in California.
He was the first narcissist.
Yeah. You know, and ironically, though, I feel like each one of us have a little piece of that in us, though. It's like, on another level, I feel like, God, there is no good and bad. Though I know there is good and bad in our world, I feel like God created the equation, 2 + 2 = 4. And the importance of that equation is without two variables, you won't get a result. Not necessarily the 2 + 2. I feel that God put good and bad together. Something like the light and the dark. So most people are afraid of the dark because
they
can't
see. I can't subscribe
to
that one right there, brother, but I do hear you.
Yeah, no, I could dig it. I could dig it. I could dig it. And you know what I mean? This is how iron sharpens iron. I could dig it. It's not a personal joust or anything of the sort.
No.
I feel like you lay it on the table. Those that eat will eat. Those that have questions will question. The main thing is everybody's supposed to eat. The one that's not eating, you need to find what they need that suit of, you know, that suits them. And
yes,
so,
sir. It's like
what,
the veil. You know, if they can't see the truth, it's because they're the ones that are perishing.
Right, right. And of course, you know, lack of knowledge is the reason why we perish. So it's not
exactly
so much the food that we keep on the table. It's just and that lack of knowledge. Whatever you
feast on
is
the knowledge of God.
Keep you alive. Yes. So Yeah, I'm digging this conversation. Like I was saying previously, I feel like right now we're having church. I don't feel like just because it's Sunday is the reason why we're having this conversation.
Right.
Though it is, I give it the respect and what it is, but at the same time, I'm chasing after the unseen. I feel like in order for us to go back to originality, we have to. It's not all about tradition. The things that we was taught growing up, we have to get in tune to what we know innately. You know, things like
we also have to get into that Bible to help guide that.
Yes,
we have to turn to the scriptures. If we're not in the scriptures, then we're just making things up out of our own mind.
Yes, I definitely agree with that. I definitely agree with that. You know, yes, there's no other way to say that. Like I said, whatever you feed yourself with, that's
yes,
what keeps
sir.
You alive. Whatever you listen to the most is who you're going to end up being like at the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
So I appreciate this speech. You know, I don't know what
hey, I appreciate the time,
through.
Too, brother.
All the way. I've been asking tonight, what were you guys going through when you write these pieces? Because it helps me out as an individual. I like to say as a young black man, but it's really deeper than the game. I like to know it's on the other side of the thing and be prepared for it before it comes too late. So,
yeah,
I appreciate the time that you shared tonight with us.
Appreciate you too, brother. I know the whole game of the radio thing. It takes a lot of determination and a lot of stamina, a lot of mental fortitude, man. And I really respect what you and Paul are doing here.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you very much. I came from an entertainer's background, and I don't want to be Hollywood. That's the whole thing. I'm not in this for me. It's not about me.
Right.
And I'm not trying to sign my soul away just to look like another image. So on that note, you know, again, brother, I appreciate you calling in. And we have reached our end of our show. So everybody that has called in, everybody that is listening, I give you 1,000 kudos and appreciations, gratitude, love to God first and foremost, because without him, none of this would be existing. Without my brothers and sisters, you guys have been calling in to keep me motivated to keep pushing forward. Go for his will. So hope you guys enjoy your night. We'll be here next week, same time, same channel. And on that note, rest well. God bless. Be a blessing.